Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss whether or not the Harry Styles wax figures are biblically accurate, the Ariana and SpongeBob scandal, Troye Sivan's new video for Rush, Doja Cat versus her fandom, and we give our final thoughts on All-Stars 8 and the Fame Games. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, everybody of the world.
What's up, world?
Well, hey, world.
Hey, world.
Which world?
You know the song that's all Gwarl? Hold on.
Hey,
Gwarl. Da 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 da. Gwarl.
No, I don't know.
Hold on.
Girl. You know this, you know, tell you what, I'm gonna rock this bitch.
No.
I'm gonna rock it like the bitch has ever been rocked before.
No, what the fuck is that?
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna rock this motherfucking bitch.
Okay. You no, who is that? I only
Ben
I
Folds.
Only know our God is an awesome God.
Oh, the same, but different.
Okay.
Hey, you were just in province town.
I was at gay summer camp, and I'm home for 2 days to record this podcast, and then I'm off to Europe.
Oh my God, international jet setter. Travel thinfluencer.
Should I be all Italy? I am in you.
Only if you're in it.
Should I bring it to my threads? Should I bring it to the runway?
You know what? Italy is the only place I ever had allergies.
I remember that. I don't know.
So you better be careful.
I better bring my Kleenex. I better not have the.
What does that mean?
Stuffy nose.
Attenzione!
Honey, this stuffy nose up in this gig.
Oh, are you afraid of pickpockets?
I think I, as somebody who is, what's it called? Hypervigilant. I think I'm going to notice anyone trying to get in my space.
Attenzione!
I also have a cute... I have a cute little Lulu shoulder bag moment that I'll probably just wear and keep my goodies in and like.
Don't let it have a clip of like one of those things where you
it
can,
don't.
You know how you can.
It
take
don't.
It. Okay, good. Good.
Should I get one of those like passport like panty liners that like tucks into your gooch?
Yeah, I had a boyfriend who had that when we traveled. I thought, you're okay, sure, baby.
tuck it down.
Hey, I've never been to Provincetown. I've done Fire Island. My impression of Provincetown is that it's like fancy rich lobster
Honey,
eating
I thought I thought I was going to get my... I had no idea what to expect. I didn't Google. I didn't street map view. I was just like, I'm going to book a ticket. I'm going to take a ferry by myself. I'm going to meet my friends at the Airbnb. I showed up, and I don't know. I thought it was going to be like Real Housewives of New York, going to the Hamptons, shit.
Yeah, to me, it's Hamptons.
No, it was giving Key West honey.
Oh, is that a read?
No, it was giving Times Square.
Key West,
it
where? Was, Key West,
yes,
Florida?
It was giving Times Square.
That's a read.
It was giving Times Square.
It's giving Times Square? Beach. That's a read.
I loved it. I loved it. I didn't have any oysters, which was rude. I didn't have a lobster roll, but I don't really care for lobster rolls.
Okay.
I had a lot of good food. I got a lot. You know what happened? I got a lot of fucking mosquito bites on my legs right now. I had to...
Oh, see, that doesn't happen
to
me.
Oh, baby. I used to say, now that I'm a California girl, whenever I go back to Michigan, the mosquitoes leave me alone. They're like, oh, we don't like you. And I'm like, yes. And this is the first time I've had mosquito bites in years. And they are all up and down my legs. I am serving chicken pox realness.
Oh.
Did you know they got a...
Are we sure it's not scabies?
No, it's mosquito bites. I had one of those moments where we were sitting out on our back patio. We were having burgers and dogs. There was one on my leg. I slapped it, and it did the spray of blood up my leg. And I had to look at my friends and say, look at this. Look at this. I had a gusher.
All right. Did you see any performances, shows?
I saw a lot of drag queens in the street, in the sturdy street. I didn't see them perform. Maybe one day I saw two non-drag race drag girls doing a skit in the street, but we just walked by and said, yay.
What do you mean a skit in the street? Like busking?
Busking?
Like playing
what's...
You know what busking
no,
is?
No, I know what bussy is.
Busking.
Are you busking? You're a bussy? Busking.
No, well, maybe you could, but you, it's, you know, like at the Santa Monica Pier, how they have like little spots that performers can be at.
They didn't have,
I don't know if that's what busking is, but I think that's what the
they
word
did
is.
Not have that in P-Town, but I had a long layover.
I'm imagining like drag queens on their little X doing their little
three card Monty
for 30 minutes. I don't know what's a drag queen do at one of those little skit spots.
They pull a wig under a wig under a wig, and they're like, guess which wig my head is under.
Okay. Well, which queens did you see?
I didn't see any perform, but walking the streets, I saw Miss Cracker. I saw Tammy Brown. Ooh. I saw Latrice Royale.
Oh, my God.
I saw a lot of signage said that.
Three all-stars queens?
Literally. And they were all, like, nobody cared but me. I was the only one in the street who cared. I yelled to Latrice, I love you. I told Tammy Brown, I love you. Every time I saw Miss Cracker, she wasn't in drag. And so I felt weird yelling, I love you, while she was, like, smoking a cig on the corner.
Well, would you have really meant it?
Not as much as I would have meant it for Latrice and Tammy. But you know I'm into building people up, not putting people down.
Well, did you, you know, do you know who Doja Cat is?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Did you see her? Do you see what she's all up
Baby,
to right now
I
on
am
the internet?
Into it. She said, I'm not telling all my fans I love them unless I know you.
And if anything, I respect it.
I respect it.
When somebody says I love you to me, I say,
thank you. Another thank one, you. Thank you.
And it's so good.
Another one, thank you.
I can't bring myself to say it. I can't. Maybe I have to you if you're out there. Just know that I probably thought, this is weird of me to be saying, but I'm just going to say it because this is like how you reply to this sentence. But like, I think it's very fair to love art. I think it's very fair to love an artist and what they create and what they deliver. But like, if you were to sit down and think about it for more than 10 seconds, and I would imagine a lot of artists grapple with this of like, you don't love me. You don't even know me, feeling like they are a product, and what the person is saying they love is just like something that they're growing to resent. With that said, oh, Doja, oof, she's really like popping off at her fans. She's yelling at them not to call themselves kittens anymore, even though she made a poll once and said, y'all decide what y'all are called, and kittens won. And she said, and somebody with a kittens fan account was like, well, what should we call ourselves then? And she goes, just delete your account. I was like, oh my God.
At least she didn't say, I hate you.
You know, it's giving self-saboteur. And so with that, I feel for her because I feel like often I'm seeing that type of behavior happen with her. So I hope she's
okay. You
know,
I'm not big in the Doja Cat cinematic universe, so
neither am I.
I
couldn't name
this game.
Name a song.
The one that...
Devin Davis showed us how we really want to share.
Yeah, say so.
Say so. Yes.
I think that's the only Doja Cat song I like.
I like what... Oh, Boss Bitch.
Oh, I like that.
Now that's a bop.
Okay. I guess I like two. I guess I don't know if I could make a Doja Cat 10.
I think she's talented. I think she's a talented artist, but oh, she's going through something right now. It's growing pains. Yep. You know, she's really starting to resent her platform.
Yeah, well, listen.
I wish her the best.
Just because I don't like somebody doesn't mean they're not talented.
Well, did you say you don't like her? And did you say she's untalented? This feels unrelated.
Neither. All right, designers.
All right. Okay.
Wow, I guess we can't be a kitten anymore.
What does Harry Styles call his fans?
Star Child.
No, is that
stylists,
true?
Like the little pens?
Well, I only ask because are you going to join his fandom in going to Madame Tussauds?
They're called stylers, according to this website.
Okay, well, that website is wrong. Anyway, are you going to Madame Tussauds to see the Harry Styles
and
wax?
And while we're here, Niall Horan calls his fans lovers.
Okay.
Right. No, I have never been to Madame Tussauds. I don't think that's for me. It's giving...
How do they keep it so unmelty? One air conditioning break and it's done.
I'm just not trying to walk through a building and look at wax figures of people.
I did it and I was drunk and I took a picture with every wax figure and I did a pose with every wax figure.
I would do it if it was free, but I don't know if I would pay my cold hard cash. Can you even touch them? You're probably frowned upon.
You can touch them. I think you're not supposed to, but there's, you know, it's the same way you're not supposed to touch like art and
well music. I think
so, like, no, you can't.
If anything, I think they should be making like wax figures of the people that are like posable so that you can go in and create whatever sort of image you want with it.
You want it to be a Gumby.
Yes. So you could like put it on your shoulders or make it do a peace sign or like pretend to punch it.
You want a sex
doll. No, honey. I'm not trying to fuck
it's okay.
It.
Hey, well, you can't. It doesn't have holes, but it does have nipples.
Harry Styles or all of them?
All of them. Well, I asked specifically if the Harry Styles... Okay, so they have 7 new Harry Styles wax works at Madame Tussauds around
the
world.
Do they have to get permission to make you into a wax, or can they just do it?
I feel like it's... They need to ask permission. I feel like the people go in and they like do molds of and shit and stuff. And like they sit for an artist while they wax them. I don't know.
There must have been a One Direction like fivesome dolls. They could have just updated the Harry one, right? Well, give it a new wig, honey. Change its outfit.
Is that a direct drag?
No, his hair's longer.
I saw somebody say his tour is over, and so he can finally give his toupee a rest. I thought, okay, well, is that true? I didn't know if that's a true sentence. Anyway, it's not my business. Anyway, my point is at Madame Tussauds. I asked, does the Harry Styles one is it biblically accurate? In the sense, does it have 4 nipples?
And does he?
Yes.
Did you have to call 1-800 Madame Tussauds to get this information?
No, I had somebody on the ground I have an inside source who went to the premiere and checked.
Unbuttoned his shirt?
Well, this one is unbuttoned already.
They have a shirtless doll of this man.
Well, he's wearing an open jacket with a big pink furry coat situation. They're all tour looks. So like when Gaga had hers, she had a whole bunch of different ones all around the world, and each of them was a different Gaga.
Gaga in the meat dress at Madame Tussauds.
Yes. Now
you're are the clothes it. Real or are the clothes made of wax too, like a G.I. Joe?
The clothes are real.
Okay, so who's dressing these dolls? Wax. Who's dressing them? Is there a Madame Tussauds stylist? Who's combing the hair?
I don't know, Corey. No.
If you want to talk about something, you better come with facts.
I don't know. I'll do my research into the wax of it all. And then I'll be able to wax.
Okay, designers. Speaking of 1D, did you see Liam apologized for his cringe comments about One Direction?
Pass.
He said it was a grab to stay relevant.
No, he didn't. Wait, what were his comments that he's apologizing for?
When he was saying, like, 1D wasn't all that and that he was the leader and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so he was just saying shit. Sometimes I'm joshing for the pod.
Sometimes I'm just he was joshing. Saying shit to say shit.
I say shit. Sometimes I say shit and then somebody's like, and I'm like, baby, I'm just saying things. I can't be held responsible.
Do you?
Somebody came into my TikTok live yesterday and I popped off. They were like, can you give us your official statement on... And I'm like, oh, here we fucking go. Like, as if I'm some type of vending machine where you can come get my stance on a thing. And they're all, can you give us your stance on the controversy surrounding the Troye Sivan Rush music video?
What's the controversy?
About bodies and which bodies were allowed to be in it, or the casting of body representation and blah, 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 blah. And I said, no, pass, next. I'm not a vending machine for stances, especially for those not related to me in any capacity. MoveOn.org. Find relief anywhere else
there
but me.
There must be a TikTok somewhere where someone had an opinion.
Oh, the internet was a buzz. You didn't see
no,
this?
No, I was having a vacation for a week and I wasn't paying attention to my phone, thank God.
Well, did you see the Rush music video? I really liked it.
I saw it.
And I liked the song. I think a triumph, brava,
I'm
queer silliness.
Yeah, I'm always here to support Leland. We love good music.
Good, yeah, well, duh. I know that is right. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, do we have any new news for
our who segment? What,
who win?
No, but something similar.
Something adjacent. And is it about a Miranda?
Yes. Merfandas, pay attention. Wait, she's not the one.
Is it about the
she's
fracking?
She's not the one who originated that. There she is. Miranda Cosgrove.
Get specific. Not Miranda Cosgrove. She does cuss
Miranda Lambert.
Okay.
There she was singing her song at her show. And there these people were standing in the front row taking a picture with Flash during the middle of her song. And she all was all, shut up and sit down.
Well, she said, quote, "These girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. It's pissing me off a little. Sorry, I don't like it at all. We're here to hear some country music tonight. I'm singing some country damn music." Awesome. My most visceral reaction to that was the placement of damn between country and music. Country damn music. She was all up in her feelings. She couldn't sound
it out.
You
know I'm all up in my feelings. You know if I were the president, I would ban cell phones at concerts. Whoa. I would put a wax figure of the singer in the lobby, and I'd say, "Get your picture."
You know what? I like that actually. I think any type of like experience like that should have a photo experience out front. Get it out of the way.
Yeah, put it.
And then you're good to go.
Put it down.
As far as like disruptive concert behavior, though, selfie is pretty low on the list in my mind. I think, you know what? Is it wrong to get a picture at a concert? No.
You can have one. You can have one. I guess you can have one, but then you're putting your phone. I was reading some article that was all on like Insider. No, not Insider. Where was that?
I don't know, but you.
I linked it. I don't know. It could have been Insider. Somebody was all, "Here's the etiquette for concerts and why y'all are ruining stuff." And I thought, this.
this.
I thought, well, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I'm done with people throwing things. I'm really kind of done with people filming. You're never going to watch it back. You're never going to be like, "Hey, you want to see my footage of that concert?"
And
with that said, I have pulled up footage from a concert before. When I was at Coachella, Beyonce, Beychella, and I have gone back and rewatched my content from it, and I have to say it was worth capturing.
You know who has a better version of that?
Nobody, because I'm in my
version. Wasn't it Netflix? Didn't Netflix like do a special of it?
You know, I didn't catch it.
Yeah, it's like I was watching the like Wimbledon finals last week. And everyone was like filming, and then it was like the last point, and then the guy won, and all the people on the side were like filming with their phone and shit. And I thought, you don't think this winning moment is going to be replayed a million times from a better camera, from a better angle? You want to watch this through your phone? You want to watch history through the lens of your phone of you filming it?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the real trick. If you're at something with anyone,
I don't go anywhere with anyone.
If you're at something with anyone and they're filming it, don't film it. Just have them airdrop it to you. Live it, and then you've done both. You got both out of it. You got to live it, and now you have
you
the
got
content
to
of
live
it from
it,
the exact same point.
You got
of view.
To learn it. You got to laugh it. You got to love it.
T mama, and that's T mama, and that's the T.
Is that the T, honey?
Are we going to talk about the Ariana Grande of it all?
Sure.
So she's filming Wicked with this man. Do you know who the man is?
I don't. I don't. The note on my notes app, because I see things on Twitter, I see things on the internet, and I'm like, I'm dropping this in a note app. I have a note app. It's called Psychobabble Topics. I just drop a note, and my note says, Ariana dating Frankie lookalike? Question mark.
Okay, I saw a TikTok that was like, you want to know why he looks so familiar? And they and it slides from picture to picture. And
that.
It is like a facial overlay of, you know, she can't help who she is with or falls for, I guess, or I don't know. Okay, well, the controversy is this man.
They were both married.
In Wicked.
She was
okay,
married.
First of all, open relationships exist.
Okay,
so let's all
yes,
calm down.
But both.
Second of all, we don't know anybody's rules for anything.
Okay,
so
well,
I'm
pretty
down.
Sure her soon to be ex husband and his soon to be ex wife both said they were blindsided by this. So I don't think it was an open sitch.
You know what? Communication is the backbone of all relationships.
And that's the tea, hun, tea.
And that's the tea, hun, tea. No, my favorite part of all of this was, okay, so she's like spending all this time with this this man who's in Wicked with her, who is known for, he was maybe the original person who performed as SpongeBob on Broadway.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
And so the wife of the voice of SpongeBob, who the voice of SpongeBob is this like completely different man.
Okay.
The wife of that person put out a statement and said, my husband is not having an affair with Ariana Grande.
Oh my God. Because the people didn't know. They didn't know the difference between the Broadway of it and the real SpongeBob voice of it.
No, because I don't think this old woman understood the accusations were not even about her husband. They were about a different SpongeBob actor.
Okay. I like this better than does he look like Frankie?
And she said, you know what? I have something to say. It's not my man. My man's happy at home with me.
If you were dating the person who did this voice of SpongeBob, or any popular cartoon for that matter, would you let them do the voice while you were hooking up?
If that gets them off, sure. I'm here to be a part of whatever they're a part of.
Okay, Sandy Cheeks.
If they need me to, you know, squid all up in their sandy cheeks.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of SpongeBob.
I like it. It's good.
I don't know a whole lot about it.
I've always been into SpongeBob, and I would like to see the musical, but now it's tainted.
Would you rather see the SpongeBob musical or the Shrek the musical?
Both. I would like to see both.
Okay. Double feature?
Sure. Back to back? You know what? I support
Hey,
the
one
arts.
Time when I was working at the bank, I opened a checking account for the guy who was playing Shrek in the traveling show. And he was all, I was all, what do you do for work? And he was all, I'm Shrek on Broadway. Well, it wasn't even Broadway. It was at the, like, what was it called in Lansing?
At
it was
Wharton
at the
Warren
Center.
That's the like the
hey
the
I'm
touring
I'm
cast.
Shrek at the Wharton Center, he said, and I said I said what,
that'd get me to drop my pants.
I actually opened a lot of checking accounts for celebrities. I also opened one for some kid who only made the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
All the you don't have to say some
all
of
celebrities.
All the
local Lansing celebrities,
all
the locals.
Hey, are you about to join your gaming era?
What? I'm a gamer.
Well, I think you're about to start.
Is this about Stardew Valley?
No, it's about Survivor Castaway Island for console and PC, a new Survivor video game.
And you vote each other. It's like online?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like against others or against like computers.
What's it
or
called
what.
Again? I want to Google.
Survivor Castaway Island, coming 2023 October. As you navigate the treacherous landscape, you'll need to rely on your survival instinct and strategy to remain in the competition. Every decision you make will be crucial to your fate. Are you cunning, strategic, ruthless enough to outwit, outplay, outlast your opponents?
I'll do it. They had a computer game like that in the past, but I don't think you played it online. I think you played it against computers. And
I wonder if this is against other people or against
it is they
people.
Have
because against other people that's fun.
It's definitely got to be against other people. They have versions of this that exist now that I've tried to play a few, but they've always seemed really glitchy and weird. And if anyone knows of a good one, I guess tell me. But
well, this is about to
I'm
be
about
it.
To play it. I guess I'll play. Does it coming to the Switch?
Does it coming?
Does
to
it
the
coming
Switch?
To the Switch?
I don't know. Consoles and PC, which usually means everything.
Well, okay. I guess I'll get it.
So, yeah.
Switch. Okay. Oh, wait. I added Switch to my search result.
Did you watch the Drag Race finale?
I did. Long live our queen.
Yes. As a Jimbo Stan account, from day one of the first minute I saw her, it feels good. It feels right. Sorry, this is spoilers if you haven't seen
it's
it
already.
Been,
it's been a while since it's aired, so at this point, they're not spoiled.
For me, though, I said this to you when it happened. It felt like having a back-to-back Sasha Colby win with a Jimbo win felt like two seasons where the winners were written on the wall before we even had the first, you know, mini challenge. It was kind of like everyone had to go through the motions of the season for me to like see what was inevitable for both, for me.
Yeah, it was giving, I mean, I felt the same thing in All Stars 5. It's like I felt like they were doing this so Shay could have the crown that she deserved. And I mean, I kind of think, didn't we all just kind of think Jinx was going to win AS7 too? I feel like they've gotten in a weird habit with All Stars of it like seeming fairly obvious.
To me, it almost makes me, I'm glad that all of what Jimbo did on All Stars 8 was deserved of a winning season. With that said, it's giving when Brittany never got a VMA,
oh,
and so
God.
They really like had to give her 10 in one year to make up for the fact that they never gave
don't
her one.
Don't get me started on that, and for a bad song and a bad video.
Anyway, so yeah.
Anyway.
I was happy with it. I was happy with it. I thought, long live my clown. I'm happy another a true comedy queen has another drag
and she's got crown. Looks
and she's got looks she is
I, know,
a
I saw queen. I saw a tweet that said this season of All Stars could have been an email, and I thought I respect your opinion if you feel that way, but also I felt like Jimbo gave us one of the best roasts in the history of the show. I felt like she gave us one of the best snatch games in the history of the show. I felt like so many of her looks were elevated and just had shown like how she's evolved since being on
precision in her
yeah
styling.
From being on her first season of Canada's Drag
Race, her makeup improved.
Yeah, so it's like I get it. If you're not the biggest Jimbo stan, maybe it could have been a email, but I was just like, I saw that and I was like, oh, I'm bummed. I'm like, I felt like she had so many memorable moments that will live on longer than this season, so for me it can't just be chalked up to an email. But again,
I was happy with it. I was wondering if they were going to give us a double win. I felt like that's what it was going toward, to be honest. And I honestly, I would have been kind of fine with it, I guess. Like, Candy is deserving, and I enjoy her, and I think she delivers. But I was also happy with Lala Ri. She got all 10 of my votes, so it makes sense to
what
me.
What did you think about the wheel of spin for bonus votes?
Well, this is all some type of shenanigan. There's no email confirmation for people voting. Everyone gets 10 votes per email that you, again, don't have to confirm which email or what email is even real. And then you have two queens getting a multiplier. And so there is no verification process whatsoever, no proof of anything of voting. So it kind of was giving like... there are so many things at play that we're just gonna
pick our fave.
We'll do what we want. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't accuse, and I don't think, but I was happy it was La La Ri. I was like, okay, well, if the cards are going to be stacked in any direction, I'm happy it's for somebody that I think deserves it. La La Ri, our Miss Congeniality, our Fame Games winner, our Golden Boot winner. She's won everything but the actual crown.
Anytime I'm not as big as a conspiracy theorist as like the production of it all as you are, I would say. But I do think anytime I've ever seen them drag out a wheel, I'm like, there's a remote control and there's a producer pushing stop. And it's like a magnet is pulling the little ticker to the thing, to the where they put the magnet.
I agree.
Especially after they didn't even let them spin. They had Bruno spin for them. I thought rigor mortis, girl. But I was okay. I was okay with it because I was like, Lala's going to win and she's the one I wanted to win this anyway. So,
yeah, I thought my biggest thing about it was this. They don't know what the Fame Games is. They started the season telling us the Fame Games is about the all of their looks.
It wasn't.
And they finally can showcase it. And then they were like, okay, and here's a talent show, and they're and then it's going to be about that. And then it's going to be about who won the lip sync of the talent show. And then it's going to be about the 10 votes per email. And then it's going to be about, it's Miss Congenial. It's fan favorite. Yeah. You are doing fan favorite. Stop calling it anything else. Just say fan favorite.
I liked it. Yeah, I was a little disappointed when, I don't know, it's hard because once I thought the two who were lip syncing for the talent show of it all were the best two in the talent show portion.
Oh, I disagree. I love, what's her face?
What's her face? Well, baby, I didn't enjoy any of the other performances other than the two that were the top, so.
Not Mrs. Kasha.
I liked hers.
I thought it was
a surprise.
It was subversive, interesting. It was her to a T in a minute, and it was social commentary, and it was it read the room.
It was my third favorite. I will give you that.
James Mansfield. I thought it was like fun and flouncy, I guess, but I don't think it
unique.
I don't think it was unique. I don't think it was top two.
Okay.
And I like James Mansfield, and that's how I feel.
We could agree to disagree.
And we usually do.
I don't know. I'm happy. Yeah, I think everything turned out the way I wanted it to.
I did feel a little bit for Candy Muse being the only contestant to not walk away with any money from the finale.
She didn't even...
Like, everyone else was winning money left and right at the finale. Oh, she won her lip sync money.
Yeah. Oh, you mean when they were, like, pulling those letters from the box and suddenly they're like, you all get $100.
Not $100.
Yeah. Did you see that clip of Alexis Michelle saying someone farted in her mouth?
No. No. Mrs. Manpig.
I should have saved it. What she said it tasted... dusty and metallic-y. And I said, really? A fart? Metallic?
All right. Well, I read that they filmed every winner of the Fame Games.
Absolutely. I could tell they did. I felt like Lala's reaction was so like, all right, this is the sixth time we're doing it.
Kahana said it was the best acting she did on the season. when they filmed her Fame Games.
They should release the others. Like how
that would be funny. Fun. Oh my god, did you see Jimbo reacting to
yes.
winning? Honey, somebody get her a what's it called where you're like laying in bed with a CPAP or whatever. The breathing was giving me severe. It needed an inhaler. I was concerned.
She was nervous. She wanted to win.
She was nervous. I was nervous for her. I was feeling like if I were Candy right then, I'd been like, girl, are you good?
Are you well?
It was borderlining dry heaving. Once when my dad got in a car accident, they called, I was at Latchkey with my sister and they called Latchkey and told us, and my sister started hyperventilating into a paper lunch bag. And I was all like, oh God, like, should I be reacting like that? That's what she was giving.
She was giving acting. I'm acting. You with your paper bag. Well,
Kahana at the Fame Games.
I would have loved to see it. I want to see Darian Lakes. I want to see Mrs. Kasha Davis. I want to see Alexis Michelle.
My saddest regret of the season is we were not able to celebrate Heidi in Closet as much as I wanted to, and that's the that on that, and for her own reasons, and like I support, but like I was ready to see her near the finale.
That was her decision.
I know.
I know.
And so she did what worked for her.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about, Corey Cool?
No, I mean, listen, I can scroll it real quick. No, looking at this, I'm like, do you really want to talk about Elon Musk? Oh, ooh.
No.
Ooh.
Oh, Twitter's called X now, just for our references. We'll see how long that lasts. Not.
I do have one thing. Did you see that Burger King burger in Thailand?
No.
What?
What do you mean, what?
No, Burger King Thailand came out with a... I don't know if I'd call it a burger because there's no meat on it. It's just 20 slices of cheese.
Oh, I did see that. Baby, that's a grilled cheese.
It's a real cheeseburger with 20 slices of American cheese.
Is there meat?
No, no meat. Just 20 slices of cheese.
Yeah, so this is a grilled cheese, babe.
I don't think they're grilling it. It's a cheese between two buns.
Well, they toast the buns.
Do you know that?
When I worked at McDonald's, we definitely toasted.
Well, this
our
is
buns.
Burger King, honey. This ain't that fucking clown shit.
What are they up to with seeds all over Burger King buns? It feels like a lot of seeds. I'm not a bird. Skedaddle.
It feels like you're giving your like opening line at a stand-up routine.
So what's the deal? What is the deal? What is the deal?
Hey. Hey,
did you see that tweet of that boy who was at his family reunion and his Hottie from Charm School? He found out Hottie from Charm School was his cousin because she was at his family reunion.
I love that.
I thought, damn, why can't that? Why do good things only happen to other people?
Why didn't he take a picture with her?
He did.
And
he
what did he tag it?
He said, say hey to my cousin, y'all. Why am I at my family reunion and Hottie from Flavor of Love is my fucking cousin?
Missed opportunity to not say Luther Vandross.
And the top comment is, that's Luther Vandross. And then the second comment is, Beyonce's his cousin?
Okay, link me to that.
I thought Beyonce was on
link
tour.
Link me to that.
It's a pop crave tweet.
I have friends I need to text this to.
Go to Pop Crave and just search Charm School.
Okay. I think it's silly that they're acknowledging Charm School, not the fact that she's from Flavor of Love.
Well, it says Flavor of Love and Charm School.
Okay, we'll take both.
Hottie is a cursed name. We're going to take it and we're going to throw it in the fire and we're going to give you back your real name. What was her real name?
I don't know.
One of the girls' real name was the name that they just threw in the
Safari.
Fire. Her real, they said, she goes, that was my name.
Because she beat up another girl before they got the nicknames.
Mm. Well, and there you have it.
All right, designers.
All right, that's it for me. Although there is a girl whose life was saved because she was wearing Skims. Do we care about
What's
that?
What's a Skims?
The Kim Kardashian like body suits that like the slimming body like you know the get rid of your muffin top vibes
oh
little thing
no
she was wearing it and she got shot and it stopped the bullet.
I don't know about this.
I don't know about it either, but she posted it on the internet, so there you have it.
Okay. But did you say that was something related to a Kardashian?
Yeah, Skims is their brand.
Oh, I have all of their names muted, and you know that.
Well, add Skims to the list, bye-bye. Okay.
Actually, I probably will be doing that as soon as we're done.
Well, Corey, where can people find you? Muting
you can
Skims?
Find me muting Skims, and you can find me in Europe for a little bit.
Oh, she.
Hello, designers.
Oh.
I'll be back.
All over Europe?
Yeah, honey. I'm international. I'm worldwide. I'm Mr. Worldwide.
Dale.
Dale. Dale. Where do you want people to find you?
You can find me on the internet. Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Great.
Yep. Hey, you can find me. Hey, come hang out on Twitch. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I can't. I'm going to be in Europe.
Not you.
Oh, wow. Disinvited.
Oh, and we started. Hey, actually, here's the real tea. On Fridays, we started a new series where we're watching episode by episode of Escape the Night, the season that I was on. And we watched episode one last week, and it was actually a lot of fun. So if you want to come relive it and get BTS, I'll tell you.
How come you didn't talk about our plug in the crossword puzzle?
Oh, well.
Do you think we have any new listeners? Hello, new listeners. Did you learn
everyone
about
that came
Psycho
here from,
Babble?
From the USA Today crossword? Hello.
Hello, welcome. USA Today crossword listeners.
It's so welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for tuning in.
I'm glad you understood you got the clue.
We love you, even though Doja Cat does not.
You are our little kitten. Yes, and goodbye.